Hey, Coach Patricia, I wanted to ask you about the job that you guys were able to do against Devon Best yesterday, a guy who put up pretty good numbers against you in the past. At least from watching the game, it looked like Kyle Arrington was matched up on him on a fairly regular basis. Can you just talk about the job that Kyle was able to do against him yesterday?
Sure. I mean, obviously, Best is a great player for them, is a very productive receiver, and, you know, obviously a person that... you know, the key part of that offense, they have a lot of good skilled players, so it's, you know, it's obviously a great challenge for us, you know, to play against them every time we face them. You know, it's just, you know, in general, like always, we have some different schemes and stuff that we played in coverage-wise, and Kyle Arrington plays inside a little bit, you know, in those schemes, and did a good job for us, really, handling the assignments he had to do and the job he had to do in there. It was really a good job by him.
Hey, Matt, a lot of talk coming into the game or leading up to the game about, you know, generating pressure without Chandler and then Jermaine being suspended. You know, you guys still managed 3 sacks, 2 of which came from Trevor. You also got a big one on, you know, from Gerard. Could you just talk about just how you guys were able to apply pressure and the individual efforts of a guy like Trevor and others who stood out to you?
Sure. I mean, I think every week, you know, different guys have to step up in different roles and be able to handle the assignments that they're given and hopefully perform at the highest level. So, you know, whoever that is, obviously Trevor had a couple really nice plays and did a good job for us out there. And, you know, we had a number of different guys playing in the front and, you know, all of them contributing in their own way, particularly, you know, some of the stuff that might not necessarily be seen in the final stats or you know, in the individual statistics, but guys doing their job and doing the things they're supposed to do to hopefully, you know, either create some penetration or some pressure themselves or free it up for, you know, their teammates. So it's like every week we have guys that are playing and guys that aren't playing, and it's just part of the, you know, part of the process every week. And, you know, everyone's just got to step up and handle their role or their assignment that week to the best of their ability. And certainly, obviously, you know, Trevor did a great job. But really, I mean, all those guys up front, you know, they tried to do that.
Yeah, Coach, your defense has improved, it seems, at least statistically, quite a bit as the season has gone on. Were you always confident it would be able to do that as the players got more experience together, or were there doubts along the way?
Well, as a coach, I think, you know, we're always going to sit here and tell you that we're trying to improve every week, and that's our goal. And certainly, hopefully, we can do that every week, and we're trying to get better. And certainly, you know, as the season goes on and people play together longer and are out there with each other longer, then, you know, really, hopefully, that's what's taking place. I mean, there's certainly areas that we still need to keep to work on and improve on hopefully, you know, get better at, and that's what we try to do every week when we look at it. So it's just a situation that we know that our guys are out there, and like I've always said, our defensive guys work extremely hard. They prepare very hard every week, and they really try to make sure they can go out and execute to their best of their ability every week. So I think it's something that we obviously understand is hopefully a continuing growing process, and that's what we're looking for, is to try to get better at the things every week that maybe necessarily the week before we didn't do so well at.
Hey, Matt, I know you haven't completely turned the page to this week yet, but when you're looking at a Houston offense that's as balanced and explosive as they are or have been, what are the biggest challenges to taking on an offense that, you know, is as good at running the ball as they are throwing the ball, basically?
Yeah, great question. I mean, you're talking about a very very balanced, very well-put-together offense. It's like exactly like you said, between the run and the pass, and with a quarterback that is obviously a talented player, that is really doing a phenomenal job running the system that they run, you know. And I think the biggest thing for us, obviously, is somehow trying to figure out how to stop this running game, which, you know, is a critical part of what they do, along with the, you know, the passing game ability that they have. Their tight ends are extremely good. They use all of them. Very talented players there. Obviously, Andre Johnson is a, you know, phenomenal player for them outside. But really, all their skill players, the wide receivers, Walter, you know, they all have a part in their offense that they play, and they do it extremely well. I think it's a very balanced offense, just from the standpoint of the quarterback will get the ball to the appropriate receiver based on coverage or based on read for that particular play. So he's not, you know, always targeting one guy. He's going to try to get the ball to, you know, the open receiver, and that's really what makes it difficult in the passing game. And then, you know, like we talked about with the running game, with these two backs that obviously have potential for big plays at any given time. If they see any crack in the defense, you know, they have the ability to really, you know, hurt you with that. So I think the main point emphasis is obviously going to be to do a real good job with the fundamentals here and make sure that we play good, solid team defense and being able to stop the run in the passing game and hopefully, you know, handle the guys up front to the best of our ability and, you know, kind of try to do a good job there.
I thought Gerard Mayo's sack in the fourth quarter was obviously a big play in the game to sort of, you know, keep them, 7 points away, I think it was at that point. I'm curious if you could just elaborate on that call and how that play develops. I mean, is he blitzing regardless, or is that a read for him initially, and then he blitzes?
You know, I think in general, you know, the statement that he had there is every play as the game continues on is really, you know, becomes, you know, the next biggest play. So, I mean, I think every play is a big play for us in those situations, especially given the point in the game that we're at. So we're obviously looking to execute everything at the highest level that we can on those particular plays. You know, a couple of our calls have some different built-in adjustments to it or whatever the particular case may be. I mean, Gerard just made a really good play on that. And obviously, you know, all the plays leading up to that were, you know, important for us to try to keep them, you know, minimal points as possible. So it was just a good play.
And that sort of building off that, and I'm curious if the numbers back this up. It seems like maybe we're seeing a little more frequency of blitzing over the last, let's say, two or three games. Would that be accurate to say?
I think every game really for us is just independent of each other. And, you know, we try to carry a balanced game plan no matter what we do. We have different, you know, different calls for different situations. So it doesn't really generate a statistic thing. It's kind of, you know, each week it's its own entity as far as, you know, just different things we're trying to do and obviously dictated by the opponent that we're playing. So, you know, we just try to keep it as balanced as we can.